want answers?
I want the truth!
Then you want Dave Hodges!
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Hello, America. Welcome to the Common Sense Show, and boy, do we have an exciting show for you tonight. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and as you know, as we always do, we come to you from the rural deserts outside of Phoenix, Arizona. And I just want to tell you, I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for the kind emails and messages you leave me during the week congratulating us on the great guests we get. And yes, that's true. We have a lot of people that we find that care about this country, want to take it back, want to turn things around, and we just have 9 days up until the coming election, so if we can vote in sufficient numbers to overcome those naughty, deep old machines, let's hope that we can certainly get that done. Tonight, we have a really good show for you. We have, at the top here, Barry Hess, who's the Libertarian candidate for governor in Arizona, and Barry has what I think is the best border control plan that I have heard. And I caught Barry earlier in the week telling about this border control plan, and I just happened to have Barry's number, so I called him on a super secret cell number, and we were able to book him on late notice. And in just a moment, we're going to go, of course, to Andy DeRiso, who's our news director, who's going to help me conduct this interview with Barry. At the bottom of the hour, we are going to go in a different direction tonight, something we haven't done quite like this before here on the Common Sense Show, and we're going to be interviewing Brian Toohey. And Brian has written a book called The Fix Is In, and it's about professional sports and how a lot of the key games through the years have actually been rigged. And he makes a compelling case in his book, and you're saying, wait a minute, Dave, this is not a sports talk show. Well, you're right, it's not. But the same people who play games with our votes, who play games with Congress, who play games with your daily lives are the same people who are playing games in professional sports, namely those people that own the networks, who own the oil, who own the defense industry. Yes, we lovingly refer to them as the New World Order. So that's where we're going tonight, and I would ask that you'd give our guest Brian Toohey at the bottom of the hour a really fair shot here, because this isn't just going to be about sports, folks. It's going to shake you to the core when you realize the fix is in and just about everything of importance that we do in our society. Anyway, joining us from Nashville, Tennessee, is our news director, Annie DeRiso. Annie, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here, Dave. Hi, everybody.
Well, Annie, it's great to have you back, as always. And as you know, we're probably going to have to do a postponement of some of those great news stories that we were going to do, because we have on a very special guest here in just a moment, Barry Hess of the Libertarian Party in Arizona, who's running for governor. And do we have Barry yet? Well, then let's go ahead and bring Barry on. I've known about Barry and met Barry, talked to Barry, and he's everything he appears to be. He's a true libertarian, true to his word, and he's running for governor, and he's actually making a pretty impressive run right now, according to the polls. In fact, in today's Arizona Republic, where they usually leave the libertarians, the Constitution Party, the Green Party out, Barry was prominently featured with the other two candidates. So without further ado, let's go to the Phoenix area and welcome Barry Hess to the Common Sense Show. Hi, Barry. How are you?
Hi, Dave. How are you? I'm unbelievable. You know, it's another one of those great days.
It is a great day, particularly when you're walking upright and still breathing.
That's what I say. You know, I always say good morning to everybody, and they go, it's not always morning. And I say it is if you're on top of the world.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Well, Barry, we have on with us to help conduct the interview Miss Annie DeRiso. She's out of Nashville, but I have told her a lot about you, your campaign, some of your ideas, and she knows that I, too, am a libertarian. And how many runs at governor have you made? I know you've made more than one.
Yes, this is Terry Goddard and I share the distinction. This is both of our third run.
Third run. Okay, well, Barry, we come back from the break, we're going to get into some of those key issues, namely that border enforcement issue that I heard you talking about the other morning. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back with Barry, Annie, and myself on the other side.
I live my life like this, no tomorrow. All I've got.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generations.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
And there we go. There is our music going down, and we're ready to jump right in. Barry, you had really probably the most unique approach to border enforcement that I've heard. So let's get right to that before we get into the sum and substance of your campaign outside of border enforcement.
Absolutely. Well, I've got it up on my website. It's under border security on the issues tab. And it's really funny because I deliberately did not say where I got it from. Because I wanted people to say, oh, that's space age and all this nonsense. Well, the truth is, it's been in effect for over 20 years around an area called Groom Lake, the Groom Lake facility.
Yes, I'm familiar with it.
And that's where I got it from. And it shuts down all possibility of physical trespass in every sense. I know that the reason that the other guys don't want to is because first they want to make money on the back end on the contracts for building fences and, you know, they want to haggle over lawsuits, and there's just the way that people make money in politics is not seen to the general public. But you're right. It shuts down every possibility of any kind of mammal for coming across the border. And that saves us enormous money in, incarceration, capturing, documentation, going through litigation, and then deportation just so they can come back in, whereas we can shut it down, not even a question about it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right that border enforcement or shall we say the lip service we're paying to border enforcement's really become quite the cottage industry. But you've got a three-tiered plan, so let's start with that first tier.
Okay, the first tier is what's called an EMP, an electromagnetic impulse. It senses any vehicle that might approach the line. And I would deliberately want to have nice little dainty signs saying, don't drive your mobile unit over here, because it will never work again. Because the minute an EMP hits it, it fries all of the electronics and all of the wiring. It will not work at all. And then 60 feet in from that, you have another nice little dainty row of signs saying you really don't want to come in here. It's an ultrasonic passive denial. These are all non-lethal, by the way. A passive denial system that literally rattles your bones. You cannot plug your ears and get away from this thing. Well, so you've got these two stages going on, and if you should somehow make it to the third one, it's a nice little dainty sign saying, don't come any further, you're really not going to like this one. And it is a passive denial system developed by your government for use against you in case you misbehave, and it makes your skin feel like it's on fire. No human being can resist it. And incidentally, if there was somebody who could make it through all of them, that's the kind of person we want here.
Yeah, they'd have a red S on their chest and report for duty, and we'd probably send those groups overseas, and we'd win those two wars hands down. Well, Barry, this is a great approach. It's using technology, non-lethal technology, and we could stop this abuse going on by Border Patrol guards against American citizens. And I'm sure you're well aware of Pastor Anderson's story. In fact, I've even got my own. I wasn't beaten and taken to jail, but I was humiliated and put on the ground.
Oh, really? Well, no, they won't do that to me. And I've tried both up in Yuma and down in Sonoyta in the last couple of weeks. The first guy came up, and as I drove up, he said, are you a citizen? And I said, of what? And he knew I was looking for it, and he said, of the U.S., and I said, no, I am not. I am an American. And he goes, all right, go on. So that was as close as I could get to getting beat up, but I was ready for him. That's what it's for. It's all for show. It's like the TSA at the airports. Why do they pick on the little old lady grandmother? It's to make them feel like they're safe. It has nothing to do with safety. I mean, it's just a big show, it, like the drug war. I mean, for crying out loud, drugs are seven times more available to our kids than they were to us who grew up in the drug culture, and all it did was create a black market, which allows for the violence that they want to stomp out the violence, and every time they do, all they do is drive the street prices up. It doesn't close down the market. I mean, it's just nonsense, and that's the problem. Mommy government. When people turn things over to their government as a mommy government, she's an abusive parent.
I could not agree with you more on that last statement, but unfortunately, we're, shall I say, forced to live at least for two more years under the Democratic rule. Actually, they're Marxist communists masquerading as Democrats. You know, Barry, on another note here, one thing that may surprise a lot of listeners as they hear a libertarian talking about border control is the belief that a lot of them think that libertarians are just for totally open borders, and it's kind of an ollie-ollie oxen-free.
Yeah, it's been a change of word definitions, much like liberal. In fact, the word liberal started out to mean to liberally construe the Constitution in favor of individual rights. Well, today it's just the opposite, and that's what's happened. They've just taken the term open border, and they think it means no borders. In fact, my border security plan, when coupled with the immigration proposal that I put forward, is actually self-funding and has backup with the Arizona Rangers. But you're right. They do think that we would like to have open borders, but that is the utopic ideal of all libertarians, is to have a libertarian world. Unfortunately, we live under the territorial jurisdiction defined through the Constitution. So that the rest of the world is not libertarian. There are threats to us here, and we should stop them. We have every right to know who comes in here, and that's part of it. As long as they don't represent a threat to people or their property here, then they should be allowed to come in and work. And I offer an unrestricted visitor pass. You want to work? Fine. You don't? Fine. But you got to couple that with the entitlement programs they have impinged so heavily upon. And I would say, here's the deal. Make them all voluntary. If you don't have a membership card, you don't get anything. And that would solve all of the problems. I mean, I guarantee you, within 6 months of me becoming governor, the border will not be an issue. That's just another example of how politicians ply their trade by dividing us up into groups, whether it's by sexual proclivities or skin color or our spiritual foundations or whatever. They divide us up into groups, pit us against each other, and offer to referee. Well, the minute you and I stand shoulder to shoulder and say we will not be divided, the politician becomes irrelevant. And my objective as governor is to become the most irrelevant governor in history.
Well, if the people standing shoulder to shoulder are effective to any degree, that's usually the impetus for a wag the dog scenario for war.
Well, many times it is. We've got to be smarter than that. And we've got to realize nations do not go to war with nations. Politicians go to war with politicians, and our young servicemen and women are used as their fodder for their cannons. This is silly.
You know, it's amazing to me when so many veterans come back from service overseas, they are saying exactly what you're saying, and it's little wonder to me that they've ended up on the terrorist watch list as purported in the MEAC report.
Yep, well, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, Ernie Hancock had Heidi Beirich on, was talking, because he and I went over their top 100 list of domestic watch people, terrorists, potential, blah, blah, blah. And we know them all personally. And so Ernie said, well, how come I don't get on your list? And her answer was very interesting. She said, because you want to be. Now, tell me that's not political.
Well, that's interesting to me.
Yeah.
I guess here on the Common Sense Show, Annie and I aren't trying hard enough, although we will tell you that we've had some very strange anomalies involving our emails and telephone communications, and we've had some anomalies just with regard to this show. In fact, you know, Barry, I know you probably don't know this, but a year ago July, as Annie and I were signing off with Jim Mars, you know, 8 shots over my roof. And, of course, according to the police, they first tried to tell us it was fireworks from 3 blocks away, but there were 3 eyewitnesses, so that didn't work. They saw 2 gunmen in the driveway. And then it was just a random act. Got kids being kids. And, so I've been there. Have you had any such anomalies with these kind of views that you put forth?
Oh, absolutely. And they're all coming from Republicans or Republican supporters, which is a terrible disappointment to me. But they're the ones who tried. I've had a congressman, for instance, recently try to strong-arm me and all but threatened me if I didn't come back to the Republican Party. And I haven't been a Republican since 1987. You know, so what's this comeback? And I told him like I told Ron Paul, the same thing. You know, it's a cesspool. You clean up a cesspool, it's going to fill up with the same thing again. No, thank you.
Exactly.
Not interested.
And that politician wouldn't have the initials of Trent Franks, would he?
Yes.
How did I know that?
Well,
the rest of the country would have to be here in Arizona to know that we have the very best of politicians that money can buy.
Barry,
well,
we get
anonymous, you know, threats and all kinds of stuff, and I just have to say I've long since quit worrying about that. Is the shield of righteousness. That's where my faith is.
Annie?
I didn't mean to cut her off. Sorry, Annie.
No, that's okay. I was just wondering, what is your take on why they are not protecting the borders, you know, for illegals or terrorists? Why
Money.
Are they leaving it open?
Money.
Money.
It's the threat of something can come across the border. That's what they want. It's the same reason they let child molesters out into the neighborhoods and then mark them so they can tell you they need more police. So they can grow the ranks of those people who automatically support, you know, the statists. That's what it is. It's all about growing the state. The battle's never been between the Republicans and Democrats. They're the same thing. You know, one says I'll steal a nickel, one says I'll steal a dime, and that wet blanket libertarian comes along and says, hey, how about nobody steals nothing?
Well, we got to steal some time right now because we're up against the break. We'll come back and put a cap on this interesting interview after a word from these sponsors.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. Our special guest this half hour joining Annie and I is Barry Hess, Libertarian candidate for governor, who has, for my money, the very best border enforcement plan that I have heard. Barry, in the few minutes we have left, quickly tell people how they can track your campaign and maybe even make a late donation to it. You've got a website, right?
Yes, I do. It's Hess, H-E-S-S, 4-F-O-R, governor, G-O-V-E-R-N-O-R, .com, and on Facebook it's Hess for Governor with the numeral 4. There's a lot of information and pictures, and yeah, of course, we are actually just about to put out our last contribution letter. We want to take to the airwaves, get some commercials out there to let people know, because we have got some serious footholds going on, and I'm just so excited that many people, I've heard them reiterate the little phrase, be American, vote Libertarian. We have got such an extraordinary slate of Libertarian candidates this time, including Michael Schoen. You might know his family. They started U-Haul.
Yes.
We got some real credible people. Michael Kielski, Andrea Garcia. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of good people. And that you can't refute their logic or their common sense. And so I'm real happy to see the responses we've been getting. I can't find a hostile audience for the life of me. And I love a hostile audience.
Well, let's see, you talk about cutting taxes, less government intrusion, playing by the rules for following the Constitution. We need to know who's coming in the country. We welcome people, but we don't want everyone to come in at the same time. I mean, who's going to argue with that except for the corporations that want to make money off of these people, make money off of this chicanery? What's your feeling on term limits?
I think they should be done at the ballot box. President Reagan impressed me with his argument because I used to be all for him. But he said, no, it takes away the people's choice. And I have to say, I finally came around to understanding it. He is the guy who made me a libertarian by telling me that I didn't back up on principle, and I hold government to the same standard of moral accountability as I would any individual. And I love that definition, and I took it to heart. It took me about 7 years to pull my way out of the social club. Because all political parties, they're nothing more than social clubs. Party loyalty is family and country disloyalty.
I couldn't agree more. I am not a fan of political parties for a lot of the reasons you just said, but I think the libertarian is the least damaging, hence I'm a card-carrying member.
Well, yeah, but it's the only one that's founded on a philosophy, and yeah. It's America's first political philosophy. We wrote the Declaration of Independence. We wrote the Bill of Rights and most of the Constitution, except that five-eighths of a man thing.
Yeah, well, we're basically talking about the anti-federalists going back to And we are the anti-federalists. And one thing, if I can brag for a moment about my home city here, home state, I would say Phoenix is the home and the heart and had the beginnings of things like the Tea Party movement, the Ron Paul movement, you know, the Love Revolution. I mean, we've got a lot of very dynamic people in this city that are really just kind of waiting to spring onto the national scene, which some of them already have.
When Ernie Hancock called five of us together and told us about this revolution, I didn't see it the first day, but I went ahead and we made about 300 signs and a video, and he said, watch what happens. And what, today now there's 30,000 videos, there were 1,400 organizations. It was just amazing because he has been the spark plug for activism here, and God bless him for it. He's a very, very good friend of mine.
Well, Barry, we're going to do a post-election show yet to be determined. I'm hoping I could get you on it. To basically espouse the libertarian beliefs in terms of how we did, in terms of who we elected and so forth. And let's hope that you're definitely one of these guys that the voters come in and say, you know, we can't take any more fascism, so we can't vote Republican. Marxist communism has been a miserable failure the last 2 years, so let's give the anti-federalists, the libertarians, a chance. And so we're certainly wishing you the very best at the ballot box.
Well, I thank you very much, and let's hope that 34% of undecided make a decision to change things around here, because that's where our hope lies. And then, without even discussing the whole efficacy of the vote itself, the tallies.
Well, yeah, and that's one of the things that's a reoccurring theme on this show, the voting machines and the four corporations that are without oversight who basically handle our votes. And so can you truly trust? In fact, I just read recently that it takes a 70% to 30% margin to ensure that the votes can't be tampered with without them being discovered.
Yep. Well, you know what? I'll just say real quickly, Jan Brewer, when she was the Secretary of State, put me on the HAVA committee. And we developed the electronic voting. I'm the only one out of 50 committees, 20 people each, 1,000 people, who stood up and voted against its implementation. And I gave a good speech as to why. And I was right, because they're hacked all the time. We've proven it 3 times here in Arizona alone. It's
yes, scary. I've talked about Ernie's lawsuit many times on this show. To show people that Joseph Stalin was right. It doesn't matter who you vote for, it's who counts the votes. Well, Barry, I'm going to be in touch and book a return appearance, because I think people need to hear a little more about this anti-federalist philosophy of the libertarians, who may not be from Arizona or be quite familiar with it because of the area that they're in. So on behalf of Annie and I and RBN, I want to thank you for joining us, and we'll be in touch hopefully to do a follow-up.
Well, thank you both for having me. I hope it was worth your while.
It certainly was, and good luck at the ballot box. Ladies and gentlemen, Barry Hess, Libertarian candidate for governor. We'll be back with Brian Toohey and corruption in the sports world involving some of the New World Order. Stay tuned, everybody.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business, gas, and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, you're back with Dave and Annie, and our thanks to Barry Hess, Libertarian candidate for governor in Arizona, for being our guest in the first half hour. And as I said during that interview, Annie, don't you agree that that border control plan of Barry's probably makes, not probably, definitely to me, makes more sense than any other I've heard?
Oh, I was very impressed by that. And right, we can do it. They don't want to do it for the obvious reasons.
No, because it'll take money out of some people's pockets, as we've documented ad nauseum on this show. Well, let me just remind everybody. Go ahead, Annie.
I just think it's more than money, too. You know, it's they want something to happen. They want us to become a third world country and just dilute us down to a third world.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. So it doesn't happen to RBN. Let me remind everybody that we have generic RBN business cards available, only $10 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. Get your copy by writing to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can make it easy on yourself. Call with a credit card, 1-800-724-2719, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 Central. You don't want to be without those business cards. Well, we're going to take a little different tact here, in the next 90 minutes with our guest, Brian Toohey. Brian's a writer. He's contributed to CBS.com in sports. He's been interviewed on this topic of sports corruption, sports manipulation by ESPN, the New York Times, and the like. So he's no stranger to the media. But as I discussed with Brian off the air last week, he's running the potential for, let's say, drawing the ire of some very, very powerful people that stand to make an awful lot of money on you believing that everything you see in a sporting event is open and honest competition. So let's invite Brian into the Common Sense Show to share our views. Brian is the author of The Fix Is In, The Showbiz Manipulations of the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NHL, and NASCAR. Boy, was I surprised to read about NASCAR. Brian, are you with us?
Yes, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining. Dave and Annie here, and This is a talk show that we try to right the wrongs of the world, and mostly they come out of the social and political arena. But tonight we're going to cross over into the sports arena because that also crosses back in to the political and social arena. But I'm very curious, as I read your book and I was looking through it again today, a thought popped into my head and I said, I wondered what caused this good writer to write such a controversial book.
Well, what had happened is I had grown up and spent my whole life, you know, intrigued with sports. I mean, I was inundated with them as a kid, and, you know, I played Little League Baseball and all that, and I followed sports for a very long time. And as I got older, I started to realize that the leagues, all the leagues, were basically lying to me. And they were lying to me about the gambling that goes on around the games, about the criminals that were playing the games, the drugs that were infused in the games and being used in the games. And I started to think that if they're lying to me about everything that surrounds the game, and these leagues are able to control everything that surrounds the games, then why wouldn't they also control and lie to me about the games themselves? Because that's the product. That's what they're selling. And they're not selling it anymore really to the people in the stands, but they're selling it to the people at home watching on television. And it's made the sports into, not sports, but into show business. And that's the argument I try to make in the book.
Yeah, and you make it very compellingly. In fact, I flashed on the purpose of the old Roman games, and do you think there's a parallel there between the bread and circus argument and what's going on today?
Oh, clearly. And I think the scary part of it, in a way, is when you get into stadium deals that occur within big cities and these sports leagues, because it's basically many, you know, local communities are funding professional sports whether they want to or not. And because of that, I think you can draw a complete comparison to what happened in the Roman times, because now they're putting on the games, they're publicly funded almost, and it's distracting people from what's more important in life, I think.
Well, no, I think you're right, and I too have a background in sports. I played basketball in college. I currently coach in college. I go year by year. I actually was going to retire last year. I think this year may be it, but it's disheartening, and I don't see it at the level I coach at, because I coach at a small college, but because I don't see it at my level doesn't mean I know that it doesn't exist. But if you just take Major League Baseball, for example, the Major League Baseball owners and brass would have you believe that the Black Sox scandal and Pete Rose are the only two scandals they've really ever had.
Well, at least in terms of gambling, yeah.
Yes.
And I don't think that's the truth. I think that they've managed to cover up a lot of things. And I think what's helped them and helped a lot of the sports leagues in that regard is the fact that the FBI, who's supposed to be investigating games that are potentially fixed and the illegal gambling that goes on, they have a very hard time proving these things are fixed. And if the FBI can't prove it and can't take it to court and get it, you know, a conviction in it, then it's very easy for the leagues to say, well, it never happened.
You know,
because if they can't prove it, it doesn't exist.
I agree there are challenges in proving it's fixed, but with modern surveillance technology and the fact that we can bring down mafia kingpins using this technology, intercept terrorists who want to set off bombs in places like Times Square, I got to believe we could catch people in the act, especially with the surveillance grid we've installed here in the United States today. I wonder if they really want to catch. And I'm not talking the FBI. I'm talking about the people who would control the FBI.
Well, that's very possible. They may not be even looking for it. I mean, it's not very high on the list. FBI used to have a specific designation for sports bribery, a specific file designation that they used for all their cases, and they actually eliminated that in, like, the mid to late 1980s. And then they rolled it all into sort of, like, different organized crime investigations. But you're right, it's possible that people don't even want to know it's occurring and just allow it to occur because, you know, it's kind of a, it's one of those crimes that supposedly doesn't hurt anybody.
Well, it's something I want to, get into a little bit later in the show about, you know, where is the top in this pyramid? And I want to go there later, but first I just want to go to like somebody like Tim Donaghy. When the Tim Donaghy NBA referee betting scandal broke, he was singing like a goose who'd had a bad dinner. And he was naming everyone in sight. And he said, this guy is on the take, this guy does this, this referee does that. And he said, these are some of the anomalies. And I told my wife, I said, if this doesn't go all the way to the top, meaning like the networks and some people in government who are cozy with these folks, this could be the Watergate of professional sports. But it didn't end up that way. Why do you think the Tim Donaghy investigation with the FBI stopped with Tim Donaghy?
Well, I think the interesting thing is that when Tim Donaghy did get arrested and basically spill the beans, is that's exactly the way that, you know, the FBI would catch mafia figures. They would get the lower-level guys who would rat out the higher-up guys, and that's how they'd get these bigger kingpins to fall. But with the NBA, that didn't happen, and I think the reason it didn't happen is the fact that even though Donaghy was telling the FBI and basically told the public through them that the NBA is rigging their own games for, you know, ratings and the profits attached to them, is that it's not against the law for a league to do that, as far as I can tell. And in my investigation into that, that's why I think the FBI didn't go further, is because the NBA really wasn't breaking a crime. And the only two crimes that come close to it is the one was the quiz show scandals that happened in the 1950s. There was a law passed that said you cannot rig intellectual contests shown on television, which sports clearly are not. And the other law is the sports bribery law, but that is specifically for bribing or paying someone to fix a game. And a lot of that was really passed for organized crime and RICO statutes. It was done basically to catch the mafia, not really the players who were doing it. And if you have a NBA referee who's employed by the league and told by the league, hey, we want a game to go a certain way, that really doesn't fall under sports bribery at all. So therefore, there's really no crime being committed that the FBI could chase after.
See, I don't think that point can be understated. I find it interesting that Donaghy can go to prison, that Pete Rose and for Major League Baseball could go to prison, but I find it interesting that professional sports basically have the green light to fix their own games, and the only thing that they really risk is bad PR.
Yeah, and the thing that really solidified this for me just occurred actually after my book came out, is there was a New York Jets fan who happened to be a lawyer, and he sued the New England Patriots over the whole Spygate scandal, which is when the Patriots are basically caught red-handed taping their opponents' coaching signals and using them in the game.
Yeah, which is illegal. So
the Jets fan sued the Patriots for, I think, like 10 years worth of basically season ticket sales because of these, you know, the cheating going on. And in that court case, which went all the way up to the U.S. Appeals Court, two things came out of it. One, in the court case, the NFL lawyers actually argued that fans would line up and buy tickets even if they knew the Patriots were cheating. So the NFL was saying, even if the game is rigged, we know you still show up and pay your money to see it. And the judge, when judge threw out the case, the judge said, all your ticket entitles you to is to see a football game and nothing more. Doesn't have to be under any certain rules or anything else. You just have a ticket to see a football game, and that's what you got. So right there, to me, that shows that if, you know, a league was lying to and was indeed rigging their own games to get, you know, the results they wanted, it's not even fraud of any sort, because that's basically this judge ruled that your ticket just allows you to see a football game and you get a football game.
But I would think that the RICO statutes would come into play here, because you get into organized crime and betting, which is clearly illegal, and if games are being fixed, doesn't that make these people at least an accomplice after the fact?
You know, the interesting thing is that I actually have been in contact with a former FBI agent who investigated sports bribery and those sort of crimes, And I asked him this question. I said, if a league like the NBA was fixing the game, as Tim Donaghy alleged, what crime is being broken or what law is being broken? And he could not point me to one. He couldn't say. His best answer was, well, I think it might fall under some sort of fraud. And I said, well, that's, you know, not very specific. And, again, this U.S. appeals case with the NFL basically told me that fraud obviously isn't a factor. So I cannot find a specific law that would be broken.
Well, let me just break the ice on this just from my own personal story that I shared with you last week in our conversation. You take Dick Bavetta, longtime NBA ref. And I know somebody, a relative of his, who told me quite clearly, this is a person who at the time I knew well, I no longer have contact with this person, that if you want a game seven in a series that'll bring more revenue to the owners and to the networks and the people that own the networks, Dick Bavetta is your guy. And what's really interesting to me, Tim Donaghy, after he got out, wrote his book, said almost exactly the same thing.
Yeah, and that basically should have made a believer out of you and should make a believer out of a lot more people. But I think the problem is that many fans don't really care. I think they just want to be entertained. They just want to forget about life and forget about politics or whatever else is bothering them, and they just want the entertainment out of the game, and they're willing to overlook all the other sins that occur within sports because of that. Even if it is rigged, they don't want to think about it. They just want their entertainment.
I think a lot of the fan base would desert. I really do. I think, you'd have your hardcore people that are there through thick and thin. But I think if people thought there was dishonest play going on, things were being rigged, you'd see a lot of people head to the exits, turn off their TVs, find more meaningful things to do. And I'll tell you why I think this. The wives would push the husbands off the couch. It's like professional wrestling. Well, you know, professional wrestling, everyone knows that's rigged. Can you imagine if the World Series took on the same stature and status as professional wrestling?
Well, the thing about professional wrestling, though, is it is still very popular. And it's really the only sport besides perhaps boxing or this mixed martial arts that can charge for pay-per-view events. And people will pay the money to see them. I mean, the NFL and Major League Baseball haven't been bold enough to try that yet. So I don't know if people would completely desert. And I think people would just kind of keep going. Now, there would be some people who would desert, but at the same time, you have to remember, like, when Major League Baseball canceled the World Series and the NHL canceled the entire season, you know, numerous fans said, well, that's it, I'm done. I'm never watching this sport again. And both sports have come back just as strong, if not stronger, since they cancel those events.
That's true. Some people have very short memories, and we do
yeah.
tend to forgive and forget. One of the more notable events that you talked about in your book, for me, was Super Bowl III, which led to the merger between the AFL and NFL. Let's talk about that, first of all, from what happened with the game, and then secondly, who really stood to benefit?
Well, what happened in the game was, and they're kind of intertwined, is the Colts represented the NFL and the Jets represented the AFL, and at the time, these were two separate leagues. But the leagues were, in fact, merging, and the official merger was going to take place after Super Bowl III, which seems kind of odd, but that's the way it actually was. And at that time, many fans did not believe the AFL teams were in the same category as the NFL teams. They thought there was a definite quality difference. And in that game, even though basically the Baltimore Colts were the greatest team the NFL had ever seen, and really may have ever seen, and where I believe anywhere between like 14 to 17 point favorites in the game, they lost to the Jets, who were led by Joe Namath. And it was just a rather shocking win, and it was a very oddly played game by the Colts. If, you know, you look at it from a different perspective and you see the coaching decisions made and the plays that were ran, the Colts didn't seem like the team they had been that whole season. And it made many people speculate that the game was fixed.
Yeah, I remember as a kid I watched that game with a friend of mine and his father, and they were diehard Colts fans, and the father basically stood up about halfway through the game when it wasn't already decided and said, this game's rigged.
Yeah, the scary part is there's a lot of plays that you could point to and really wonder what was going on. Like the quarterback for the Colts was Earl Morrill, who was actually MVP of the league that season, and one of the plays in the game that was put specifically in the playbook for Morrell was a flea flicker play. And the intended target was Jimmy Orr. And when they ran the play, I believe it was in the second quarter, Orr ran all the way down into the end zone and was literally jumping up and down, waving his arms because there was no one near him. No one from the Jets near him. And Morrell didn't throw the ball to him. Instead, he lofted a pass over the middle, which was intercepted. And it was one of the five interceptions, I believe, he threw on that day. So it made you wonder really what was going on.
Makes you wonder if Earl Morrell had an offshore account.
Well, exactly. And the thing that what mattered, the reason why the game mattered, is because the Jets did win, create that big upset. It really solidified the merger. And it made fans actually think that AFL teams, especially in the following year when the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Vikings in a similar fashion, it made people believe that the AFL was legitimate and that the merger was legitimate, and it really created the modern NFL.
Well, who benefited from the merger? When you step back and look at it, and these two leagues married, who benefited financially? I'm going to ask that as a cliffhanger here, but we're going to come back to that with our guest Brian Dewey after a word from these sponsors.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Watching on TV sports is real, and even more importantly, from my perspective and probably the perspective of our listening audience, is who's benefiting from this. Our guest this evening is Brian Toohey, author of The Fix Is In. And Brian, I asked you a question as we were going into the break. Who do you think ultimately profited the most, benefited the most from the merger of the American and National Football Leagues?
Well, off the bat, you'd say the owners of those leagues. They're the ones who made the money. And in fact, that's the interesting thing is a lot of people would say, like, when the Jets won the Super Bowl, well, that benefited only the Jets. But that's not true. That's the same as saying that, you know, the Saints winning the Super Bowl last year only benefited the Saints organization. Because, in fact, in football today, 80% of all the revenue the league generates is shared amongst all the teams. And that's nearly $8 billion a season that's shared among all the teams. Whether you win the Super Bowl or you lose every game you play, you're basically making the same amount of money. But the other one who also benefited, especially from the merger, was the TV networks.
That's right, yeah.
They stood to get a lot of money from broadcasting these games and stood to gain once fans accepted that this merger was not going to make, you know, one side of the league superior to the other side.
Is it safe to say that the networks make far and away more money from mergers like this than the owners would?
Possibly. It's hard to say. The hard thing to say about it is how much money the networks actually make specifically from sports. Because they use sports in numerous ways. Sometimes they use sports to, you know, promote shows they have coming up and, you know, events and things of that nature. But it's hard to exactly figure out how much money the networks are making specifically just from sports. I mean, you know how much they're paying to the leagues. Like, again, the NFL makes, I think, about $6 billion a season just on television rights alone. But how much money, you know, NBC is making from having Sunday Night Football on, I couldn't tell you exactly.
Well, I think it would probably translate, just a guess, but into the rating shares and what they can charge the advertisers for the time on the air.
Oh, yeah, and they have had incidents like when the New England Patriots almost went undefeated for the whole season. They realized after, I think it was week 9, when the Patriots beat the Colts in a, it wasn't a primetime game, but it was a nationally televised game that CBS carried. After that point, CBS started charging more and more for a 30-second commercial in the New England Patriots games because more and more fans were tuning in to watch them. So they were riding that bandwagon, same as the NFL was throughout the rest of the season. So there are times when, yeah, clearly you can see that they know when they got a hot product and they'll make as much money off it as they can.
Well, how about college sports? How much are they manipulated?
Well, college sports, I didn't really get into college sports too much, but from my perspective, they're not clean at all. And in fact, I think if the NCAA had enough power and enough investigators to check out all the major programs, both in football and college basketball, that they could literally suspend every one of them.
Well, you know about the Arizona State point-shaving scandal, don't you?
Oh, yes, I know about that, but I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking more even just recruiting violations.
Oh.
Where they, yeah, you know, pay these high school kids to come to their colleges, and then on the opposite end, when these kids are about to graduate, the agents start paying them to be, you know, to be that player's agent because they think he's going to be a hot commodity in the draft. I mean, just recruiting violations are horrific. But you have to remember, I mean, college football, for example, they kind of, in a way, almost illegally created their own element to sell their rights to television networks.
Exactly. And we're going to get into that, the antitrust stuff, after we come back for hour number 2 with our guest, Brian Toohey, author of The Fix Is In. See you on the other side.